Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A lot has happened, a lot is happening in our world. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. It is already Friday, ladies and gentlemen, the 22nd day of June 2007. We have a big news day lined up for you. Also, we're going to have open phones throughout the 3 hours of the broadcast. We only have one guest, mini guest, joining us later in the second hour. The toll-free number to join us, whether you want to talk about the Brown ongoing standoff in New Hampshire and some new developments there, or the ongoing saber-rattling for the attack on Iran, the U.S. and Israel announcing earlier this week they finalized their bombardment plans for the country. The CIA is now saying they're to air decades of dirty laundry. That'll be decades of whitewashes. Or who knows, they might release some more Northwoods documents about U.S. government plans to carry out terror attacks against the American people. Who knows? Also, we will get into some more of the global warming fear-mongering that's going on and the open public assault now on talk radio, the Internet, any venue where you might have some type of free speech that can truly be engaged in, uncensored and unwashed and unpolished by the New York and London as well as Los Angeles propaganda masters. That is all coming up today in the next 3 hours and much more. But I always love just having open phones because it's like the wheel of fortune. You spin it, and it just callers bring up issues that are so important, so interesting, with so many different angles and facets. And we're going to be taking calls throughout the 3 hours of airtime today at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I want to thank everybody that came out to Brave New Books here in Austin 2 days ago, and everybody that came out for the sneak peek of Endgame last night. If you saw the first hour of the film, tell me what you thought of it. And my wife saw it, and she's seen clips of it, but she hadn't seen what we've done together all at one time, and she said that she understood the history, but we might need to make it clear when we shift out of the first introductory statement into history of the banking cartel to make it clear that we're now going into the history of who rules and dominates our society. That's a good point she made. So for the 240 people, roughly, that were there last night, I want to thank you for coming, number one. Number two, I would like to invite you to call into the show at 1-800-259-9231. We don't screen your calls, but if you'd like to volunteer that you're calling about the film last night, that'll also be helpful. When I go to your call, I'll know that you're raising that point, and because I do want to get your feedback. I did get quite a bit of your feedback last night, but not as much as I would have wanted to, because the people asking questions had questions about other issues and questions about what's happening in the world, not just with the film and the limited spectrum of information that it focuses on. So we'll be taking your calls on that subject as well. Yes, I didn't talk about it Wednesday. I mentioned it yesterday on air Thursday. Really, one of the top documentary filmmakers in the world was here in town. He's in the top tier. I would say right below Michael Moore. And of course, their first big film was Brother's Keeper, which I remember seeing on PBS 6-7 years ago that just blew me away, about the upstate farming community and two brothers and a murder case. And they made Metallica, Some Kind of Monster, an excellent documentary. They do the Iconoclast, where they put two different celebrities together for the Sundance Channel. They do that. Paradise Lost 1 and 2, and they're here making a film. When they first called me a few weeks ago, I'm sick of doing TV interviews, I told them no and hung up the phone on them before they told me who they were, because I'm trying to finish Endgame. But I'm really glad that they called back and I had a chance to get to know them. And I'm glad I did it. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I said we're going to have open phones today, and we're going to do it. We're going to go to your calls right now at 1-800-259-9231, and we will cover all the latest global warming, taxation, hysteria. We will get into the open preparations for war against Iran between Israel and the United States. We will cover some new developments at the Brown property. Brown sympathizer arrested after sending an email. Also, CIA to air decades of its dirty laundry and much, much more. It's all coming up today. Right now, let's go to the calls. John in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I want to talk to say that I think I have a slight advantage on you, and that I was born in 1949. And the America that I grew up in the 1950s and early 60s is dead. It's a... When I tell people we used to take our cap guns to school and play cowboys and Indians, we used to have snowball fights, and the teachers used to get out there and have snowball fights with us. And the fact that my dad made $100 a week, and we supported the whole family, had a three-bedroom house and an acre and a half of land, and my mother stayed home, and all the other mothers stayed home to take care of the kids, and that's all gone. It ain't, like I say, it didn't die. It's been murdered. What happened?
By design, they went into our normal tribal society, operating as human beings, have been operating for tens of thousands of years, and they scientifically, with psychiatrists and sociologists and anthropologists, scientifically ripped it limb from limb with premeditated avarice and extreme pleasure.
And you can see the police. I mean, we're going into a police state. You can see it all, everything, what's going on in the schools and everything. And the older generations to see this. I mean, I don't see why they're so blind.
They watch the news and the cop shows that create the illusion of all this violence to create fear. But let me expand on all the points you made. Yeah, I mean, you could make $10,000 a year, $5,000 a year back in the '60s. And live in a really nice house, have two cars, go on vacations, put people through college. The dollar has been completely debased. It has been completely devalued right in front of our eyes, and the average American doesn't even know what that means. That's how brainwashed and brain damaged we've been. My father would, and I mean, this is in the mid-1960s, would, in high school, before he went to college, would walk right in with his shotgun into school, stick it in his locker, and or they would go get dropped off closer to school and ride in on the bus. It was a pretty good-sized school. And they, you know, would go walk right out the front door of the school and go jump in the back of a pickup truck with their coaches and go shoot quail or doves, whatever. You didn't have that type of crime, even in the big cities. You didn't have people shooting each other. It was the mindset that changed. It was the brainwashing. And now that we have drills and lockdowns, we do have mass shootings, and we have police who stand down every time for an average of 3 hours plus. And now, of course, the illegal aliens are all exempt from the laws and exempt from the DWIs and the checkpoints and the driver's license, showing it's all a fraud. We're all under total control. And, we are openly going into complete slavery, whereas it took 30, 40 years to bring us from being a free, happy nation to being this enslaved nation. Now it's going to just take a few years to take us even deeper into what you'd call hardcore tyranny. And see, first it's you can't play dodgeball. You can't give out trophies for who the winners are, who did good. It can't hurt feelings. That's the public excuse. It's about destroying independence. And oh, now you can't shake hands. Now you can't have high fives. Now you can't hug. A girl breaks up with her boyfriend. She's crying. Her friend hugs her. She goes to jail. See, it's all zero tolerance. Or your parents don't know. They send an aspirin to school because you've got, you're sick. And back a lot of times when I was a kid, they'd still send me to school if I just had a little bit of a fever. Boom. Oh, we caught you in your lunchbox with some Tylenol. Jail time. Or we're going to send you to the criminal school, you know, the juvenile delinquent school. And then you get in more trouble with, like, basic jail guards watching you, trying to give you demerits to get you in the system. And then it's all color of law here in Austin. They don't even have real courts. They have this family court where they lie and say that three tardies is a criminal absence when the state law doesn't even say that. And the judges scream at them in portable buildings. Literally, it's prison system. And then have the parents sign them over to probation through color of law, mass fraud, mass judicial corruption, just wanton evil everywhere. Pentagon designed cameras scanning our faces, tracking everything we do. Absolutely. We've gone from milk and honey to a happy, free nation to what we are today, just a knock-kneed, shaking, cowardly public bowing to men in black uniforms with submachine guns.
If you look at our economy now today, too, when I was a kid, you could go to a store, and for a nickel, you could buy a candy bar, pop with a dime. You could take your girl to the show for $1.50. And now what's it cost now? Man, you almost have to carry a wheelbarrow full of money with you to do anything.
For one person to go and take a date to the movies and buy popcorn, a couple drinks, maybe one thing of candy, $30.
It's total out of control, Alex.
Actually, more than that, because tickets are now $9 a lot of places. So let's say on average $8.50. So we're talking $16-$17 or so for the tickets, and then two drinks is up to about $23, and one candy $30. And a popcorn of $35.
And I can't understand why people can't say, well, how did we get to this? Why did we go from from there to here. Why they can't put the pieces of the puzzle together?
No, they like black uniforms. They like 50 million abortions. They like being slaves.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got, Alex.
Thank you. Appreciate it, John. A really good point he made, and this is how it works. You see, once you jump off the cliff, you fall. And now we're almost to the bottom, and things accelerate from this point. You see all the horrible changes you've seen, telescope down the last 50 years. You're going to see more changes in the next 5 years than you've seen in the last 50. And then you'll see more change in the next 5 years after that than you've seen in the 50 before it. And it's going to get bad. You see, because just 10 years ago, that dollar had about 25% of the value it had in 1913. Now it's got, in actual devaluation, less than 1 cent. Ron Paul will say 3-4 cents. That's a 5-6-year-old number. He's very conservative. No, it's less than 1 cent. But let's say it's 4 cents. That was all done by design. And they devalued the dollar globally by half against the pound, close to half against the euro, since Bush got into office. Public decision was made. It was announced by the Treasury Secretary, by the second secretary he got in. O'Neill really wasn't going along with it. That occasionally happens. And so they give you a 5, 6, 7, 8% tax cut, depending on which bracket you're in, but they would you rather have that tax cut, or would you rather not have your money devalued by half? I don't know if people can still do the math. Or I know yuppies do the little smile, and they stick their tongue out between their teeth. I mean, I've seen it. It's like a trained brainwashing thing. They go, they'll laugh when you tell them that. They'll go, And they stick their tongue out like just a little bit. I just noticed it. It's some kind of pathological thing they do that when you confront them with really serious stuff that we could turn around and stop, they'll just giggle, they'll laugh at you, and they'll do this little childlike grin, and they'll just stick their tongue out a little. It's funny. FEMA camps are funny. And they think if they laugh about it, it's, you know, well, I'm delusional. I'm a yuppie. I'm like Karl Rove. I just make my reality in my brain, and everything's all right. Can you imagine what a founding father would think of that type of scum? That type of willful trash who want to be dumb, who want to be conned, who want to be gamed. It's one thing to be conned and not know about it. It's another thing to willfully, oh, I love it. And that's the thing. We could have turned this around. We can still turn this around. The globalists won't pull the final punches. They won't pull the rug out from under us completely if they know that we know what they're doing and that we're going to blame them. Frankly, with Congress with a 14% approval rating, they may not do it now completely. Frankly, we may have victory. We can't guarantee that right now. At least somewhat of a victory. A softer landing is a victory. Not giving them their full will is a victory. I mean, in the past, they'd have Congress right now with a 60% bashing Bush. That's always been the paradigm. And Bush, you know, would be at a 25% like he is. And then he would leave office, and then they'd put a Democrat in, and then we'd blame the Democrat, and then we'd put a Republican Congress back in, and they'd keep double-teaming us and playing that good cop, bad cop game. Well, that's not the way it is now. Now people know, man, you're a bunch of crooks. You got a 14% approval rating, and Dick Cheney has got, what, a 12 in some polls and a 9 in some others? Hillary's got like an 18. You see? You've totally, the people at least now are finally going, wait, we're being lied to. They don't have all the details. But finally, a lot of the slack-jawed, smiley-faced yuppies I talk to aren't smiling anymore. And they're going, yeah, I'm worried, yeah. And I know what you're talking about. My brother, cops beat him to death. My neighbor, the CPS, took their child because the child fell off a trampoline and broke their foot. They had witnesses. It was a party. They don't care. They took all their kids. This stuff's scary. Listen, I didn't used to believe you. You better believe it. It's going on all over the place. What do you think this is, what we do on air here? This isn't a game. It isn't a drill. It isn't a joke. We're not playing tiddlywinks here. There are people running things that if they get their way, they're going to kill most of us. Do you understand that? Do you read me? That's what's at the end of the tunnel if they have their way. That's at the bottom of the pit.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 22nd, 2007. Gold 654.10. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $675.24, $333.20 for half, $166.60 for quarter. That's $675.24, $333.20, and $166.60. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
We'll be right back.
right, let me go through an analogy. You know, I love those. Remember the old Looney Tunes programs? You watch on Saturday morning. Most people in my age group will remember that. You know, you're 40, 30, in between those ages. It had Bugs Bunny, Yosemite Sam, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd. They had one cartoon where it showed the different personalities using basic psychology, and there's actual studies on this, but it's common sense. They'd put Yosemite Sam, or they'd put, in this particular episode, Yosemite Sam and Elmer Fudd in different hats. One would be a Sherlock Holmes hat, and the other one would be a policeman hat. The other would be a hunter's hat or a conductor's hat. And, you know, they were showing, you know, children's program, how they, I mean, children could understand how when you put on a different hat, you would tend to take on a different persona. Well, the feds in the late 90s put out federal legislation, and they went out and issued black Darth Vader riot gear to all the police across the country in federal training. And they provocateured one event in Seattle run by the military with hired 50 thugs they brought in, Black Brigade, anarchist. Please don't email me talking to them talking about black people. Black Brigade anarchists, that's the name of them. The yuppie liberals think the word black connotation anything must be race. That's how they've trained not to listen to what you're talking about. They're mainly just looking to be politically correct and then shift off all of the thinking processes. There's the Green Brigade, the Red Brigade, and the Black Brigade. Okay. Going back to the Black Brigade hired by the government, they came in and did all their burning and attacking and the rest of their behavior, and the police were told to stand down. Of course, the police weren't part of the conspiracy. Consciously, they were being used, and then they felt humiliated and follow ordered, and they'd whine and walk over with the body language of a little dog that had been stomped onto their commanders. They'd have the Nelly commander out there walking around, you know, in their regular police uniform, out there ordering. And literally see these big guys walk up like little dogs stooped, begging to be able to fight back when they were getting hit in the head with bottles and cracked over the head. And the police chief, obviously in on it, would Nellily, no, you can't. And they would, the police would throw fits. And it was just, you're so pathetic and so manipulatable. You know, they teach you how to lie to the public. Don't you know your bosses lie to you all day? Okay? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And then there were all these 50-plus thousand peaceful demonstrators trying to tackle and trying to stop the anarchists. The cops would get the orders to go in and stop that and actually would restrain people from stopping them. Oh, no, I've been told to stop fighting is what they were told. But really it was to stop the anarchists from not being able to do their photo op for the international media. This is all in police state to the takeover. And maybe police like having game run on them. Okay, fine, then be kind. Enjoy yourselves. Don't listen to me. You know, what do I know? And so Delta Force was running all this out of the hotel, and that came out in the news later. And then after a day of this, after the news had the image of zit-faced hired hippies running around burning things, neo-hippies, fascist hippies, there's such a thing, that's what they are, running around burning things and knocking out windows and burning trash cans, they pulled back, went into government housing under police protection, one block from the police station. People questioned it and said, why is that happening? And then, boom, the cops were told, attack anyone and everyone. I mean, they were in neighborhoods pulling women out of cars, stomping on them. They were macing families and babies. They were shooting people with rubber bullets 10 feet away, and I mean, just blowing chunks of flesh off. They were running down crowds and yelling, who's the boss now? You think it's funny what you did? And it was the very people trying to stop the anarchist. While the anarchist sat bivouacked in complete pleasure in their own government-provided five-story facility. In all of his black uniforms and rubber bullets and the rest of it, those are training aids to fire real bullets at us in the near future. We'll come back, I'll tell you more about it.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, and Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Way up north, to Alaska, way up north, north, to Alaska, go north, to rest your zone. North, to Alaska, go north, to rest your zone. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow, with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go right back to James and Brandon and Rosie and Bruce and Ben and others here in just a moment. I do hope that you will all patronize us. I hope that you will support us. Be patriots, patrons of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's always a fine line between patronize and patronize. Getting stuck on that. Patronizes. Thank you so much for all the support that you do give us, and that support is vital to our continual operation and the things that we do here in the InfoWar as we wage war on the front lines of this battle. I have made 15 films, and now I guess 15 and a half, you could say. We have the second edition of Terror Storm with 17 minutes of added new footage. We also remastered all the audio, added more music, more video throughout the different sections of the film total. So a lot of it is new. And it is available right now at Infowars.com. It will not ship out to the middle of next month. We have it in stock, but again, because of the national distribution of it, we can't release it until it's nationally released. But that will be later next month. But you can pre-order it now, and your order will be shipped out to you via UPS first once we're able to ship them to you. So you can pre-order Terror Storm, second edition. It is the final cut. There will be no more editions, but it is the second edition, and it is a special edition. I'm trying to think of the proper term for it. I guess really special edition, and it is the final cut. It's excellent. History of government-sponsored terror. We did get in from the distributor another 40 or 50 copies that they had left of the old Terror Storm, so we can fill some more orders of that, but only in combo deals. This is kind of a problem because, you know, this is our best seller, and it's how we support ourselves, but we're waiting to sell the new one. And a lot of people don't particularly want to order it, when it's on back order or when we can't ship it to you. And so they want the old Terror Storm, which is an excellent edition. And then we were sold out of that, so we really couldn't offer it. But now we can offer some of the old Terror Storm, and every copy that goes out will be signed. Every copy that we send out will have a little signed card with it to make it a collector's item. And, of course, we also carry America, Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change, Second Edition. We also carry Riddles in Stone, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions. All of these are important films. And these aren't some bootlegs we made out here. These are the films in the hardcover color case that we ordered from the filmmakers themselves. So you support the Loose Change crew. You support Aaron Russo and his family. You support the folks that made 9/11 Demolitions. You support the people that made Part 1 and 2 of America's Secret Beginnings. And this Part 2 is incredible. Riddles in Stone, the occult architecture and layout of Washington, D.C., it is all available right now at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Japan. Thanks for holding, James.
Thank you very much for taking my call, Mr. Jones.
What are you doing over in Japan?
I am teaching English, actually, but I'm a Canadian citizen. So, actually, I called you tonight about an article that I just finished researching and writing that maybe I hope you can put up on PrisonPlanet.com.
Sure.
Regarding the new Canadian no-fly list, which was implemented this Monday, June 18th. I'm sure you know it goes back to the U.S.-Canada Smart Border Declaration that was signed by Foreign Affairs Minister John Manley and Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge back in December 2001.
Sure, and this is part of the whole North American Union travel pass.
Of course, exactly. And, in fact, if you go to the August 2006 report to leaders of the SBP, you'll find one of their initiatives was the no-fly list being implemented in all three countries. And the implementation date on that initiative was, surprise, surprise, June 2007. And here we are in June 2007, so it seems pretty obvious it's all part of the North American Union. But I wanted to let your listeners know that there is one bright ray of hope in this, and it's the basically the Canadian equivalent of Ron Paul. Her name is Connie Fogel, and she's with the Canadian Action Party. And I would commend her to you as perhaps a potential guest on your program in the future. If your listeners are interested...
Well, I believe we've interviewed Connie Fogel.
Oh, okay. I was not aware of that, actually.
But I am aware of her fine work and the organization's fine work. We should get her back on.
Yeah, I would recommend it. I did an interview with her for my own website, actually, recently, and she had some very enlightening things to say about the no-fly list in Canada.
Oh, good. Tell us about your website so we can read the news article there.
Okay, actually, my website is www.corbettreport.com. That's CORBETT report.com.
Sure, I've been on that. I've been on that page. It's a good page.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, it's my podcast. So I have done an interview with Ms. Fogel, and I have a weekly episode. And this week's episode is about the no-fly list in Canada. So I
good. Anything else there from Japan?
Not much happening in Japan, I'm afraid. I love my Japanese friends dearly, but questioning authority is not exactly a trait the Japanese are known for, I'm afraid. So not a lot of 9/11 truth action happening right now.
Yes, they were put under imperial conditioning a long time ago, but they certainly are great people. We've got to break their conditioning, and I think that's going to happen. Thank you for calling. Let's go ahead and talk to Brandon in Florida. Brandon, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Honored to talk to you. Did you know that in public schools they handed out envelopes in public schools? They wanted us to swab our cheek for DNA. They also wanted to have our fingerprints. You know anything about that?
I'm sure, of course. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, they actually kept enforcing it a lot, actually. So.
Well, let me bring this up. First, 5, 6, 7 years ago around the country, they would claim it was voluntary. Now they say, well, if you want to be part of after-school programs or on the football team or the band or park in the parking lot, it's our policy you do this. It's no law. It's just the New World Order feds that run our local schools have just ordered it. But let's go to England, where they're a few steps ahead. Last year, they began announcing to the elementary students, oh, we're going to play James Bond today. And they said, come to the cafeteria, and they had retina scanners, face scanners, and swabs for DNA, and the police there. And they said, well, you're all being enrolled as secret MI6 agents of the Crown, and kids love secret things. And they said, don't tell your parents. It's part of the James Bond game. And now this was all over the papers when it broke. But a lot of the papers defended it and said it was good to deceive the children and deceive the parents. And it was illegal to do. But, again, it was nationwide. Again, the government illegally, secretly, nationwide, teaching children to be deceptive and lie to their parents and then enrolling them in the National DNA Database. And Blair, leaving office last week, said that just a few days ago, actually, maybe it was Monday, gave a speech and said, we want to start compulsory DNA of everyone in the country. So, again, if you don't know the government's criminal, when it lies and sets up all the students to get them in a DNA criminal database to track them, there they don't even lie and say it's to stop kidnappers. It's just you're going in the criminal database. And, again, so tell us about your school and where you are and what's happening.
Well, you know what? It's a high school. It's probably more enforced, you know, in the elementary school, you know, and because, you know, the kids obviously would do something like that. But it wasn't really paid, you know, much paid attention to in our high school because, you know, we're older and, you know, we don't. But, you know, that's really about it. I just wanted to bring that to your attention because, you know, I just want to also talk to you about the European Union thing.
Doesn't exist. The neocons say so. Neither does the blue sky every day and the stars in the evening. You're insane, sir. And by the way, they're not taking DNA at your school. Now, if you like it, they'll admit they are and they'll say it's good, but you start complaining, they'll just say it doesn't exist and send by a man with a machine gun. Of course, I'm being a little sarcastic here, but that's what it's leading to. Tell me specifically, did they have this, the teacher go, okay, I've got 25 kits for all of you. Jim Johnson, Corey, you know, Tillman, I'm making up names, John Doe, just come right up here. The school nurse is here to assist, and this is for your safety.
Yeah, you know, they just passed them out, and they said, you know, of course, with all this, you know, stuff happening, kidnapping, you know, they just passed them out.
Yeah, kidnapping's actually down in the last 20 years now. It had been about 18 years. A few years has passed. Kidnapping hit an all-time high in the mid-1980s, since they started collecting Justice Department crime data from several states. And kidnapping is actually down massively, as is shootings, even accidental shootings. And it's all lies, but again, they show you the illusion of kidnapping. So they told you it was for your safety from Al-Qaeda and kidnappers. So tell me about it. I mean, tell me exactly what the teacher said. Tell me how it was done. Was it done in the cafeteria?
No. They just passed it out. You know, I just wanted to... Just,
now,
you know.
Now, was there a representative there from the local lodge? Was it part of the National CHIPS program?
No.
Are doing it.
No, I actually haven't heard anything. I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
I mean, tell me how they did it. Tell me how they just passed them out and said
all they did was pass them out. They actually passed them out once, and then they passed them out again a few months ago.
Did everyone submit properly?
No, I don't think so. I think they just kind of shrugged it off, but who knows? You know, maybe in the, you know, the younger schools.
Well, that's what school's about, DNA kits and men with black uniforms and barbed wire fences and men being frisked. Yeah, that's freedom. Okay, well, you had a question about the European Union.
Yeah, I mean, that does exist, of course, right? I mean, that's... You know,
no, doesn't exist, sir. No, there's no move towards global government. There's no such thing as a new world order. President Bush never talked about it. That's an urban legend. China doesn't kill dissidents for organs. The Bill of Rights doesn't exist. The Bill of Rights is evil and doesn't exist. No, I mean, obviously, sir, the EU exists, just like the North American Union exists, but they just keep denying it exists so the public doesn't even know that. It's a military tactic. They'll say there's no amnesty. It's total amnesty. They'll say, we're coming home from the war in 6 months. It's 4+ years later. It's just all lies, totally criminal.
Sure, sure. I'm just wondering, like, you know, they got the euro. I'm just, you know, I'm surprised that England is still on the pound. Is that correct? They're still on the pound?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's what's kind of surprising me, because, you know, you have all the euro. They're trying to unite Europe, which I think they already have, of course, because they got the same currency. But I just... surprised because England is not on the is still on the pound, you know.
That's because England, compared to the continent, hasn't had Hitler and Napoleon and other people running things and William of Orange, and they've got a bigger history of freedom. And so they don't have electronic voting machines in yet, though they're moving now to replace all those. Then it won't matter if the polls show 85% or 89% are against the euro. The polls will still show that, but magically on vote day, everyone will vote for the euro.
Sure. I mean, they keep voting it down, too, right? But they're still doing it.
But as soon as the special new machines are in, as soon as those are in, they'll still get, they'll come to their senses and magically vote to all be microchipped, probably. I appreciate your call, sir. I mean, that's how late in the game this is. Let's talk to Rosie in Connecticut. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling from the Constitution State.
Absolutely. What's on your mind?
I've been observing something for the last 20 years with one friend 20 years ago in Stamford, Connecticut, and now I have another friend in Rutland, Vermont. I would call them artist patriots because they're people who really love their countries, love this country, and... But in the name of the arts, they're trying to help their artist friends.
Well, the FBI would call that Al-Qaeda.
I see. Yeah. Well, I just am concerned about the safety of my friend because what has happened is he's discovered, just like another friend did 20 years ago, he's going through it all over again. I'm watching it all over again. He's trying to help his community. The town calls together these creative economy meetings, which are just wasting the time and hopes of and dreams of the artists, and they have no intention of really doing anything with the artists except using them. And I would like to know, I guess, is there anyone that you have know of that is maybe doing a documentary specifically about patriotism and art and the arts movement and how they're being taken advantage of?
Yeah, the city, under federal funds, all over the nation will, and tell me, well, there's an art fair. And then they'll might give them some paltry sums, and it's basically to put out pro-New World Order propaganda or whatever the propaganda of the city is, whatever it's putting out, land grabs.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens everywhere.
Child grabbing. Yeah, well, this is like the Soviet Union or Russia. You know, the artists are then basically brought in to, you know, soon they'll be building statues of George Bush to bow down to, probably. Mm-hmm. That would be good to show how the government's co-opted the arts. I mean, they've always tried to do that,
Not only is it good to show it, but it's actually, I think, would grab people's attention in a different way, because here you see these long-haired patriots, they're artists, and it's an oxymoron, you know, artist patriot, but I think that's a really good vehicle for the message that, you know, that you're putting forth.
Well, that's what's happening, is that the artist out there, regardless of what color they are or how long their hair is, mm-hmm. whether they have dreadlocks or, you know, bald-headed, I don't care, they are out there putting out art on the Internet and spray-painting it on the wall and, you know, putting out books, and it's beautiful. That's why we're having such an effect.
I'm just talking about grants money being talking about money that they're finding out that money is being put into real estate projects like grants money. That's one thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, everybody knows the government is looting all the arts funds.
Exactly. That's one way. But also, you know, they can't figure out why nothing ever moves forward, why they're even meeting with, you know, the state.
Well, that's called Delphi technique. They'll have meetings that are pointless just to hear what you have to say, to make you expend your energy, to feel like they're listening to you or you had an effect. And they'll agree with you and say, that's great, let me pass that on. And then you're back there a year later and nothing's changed. And they say, that's great, I'll move that on. And they actually have handbooks. These are public handbooks in public relations and city management, and is how to pacify you. But then the general public thinks that no one tries to pacify and there's no propaganda. They're taught out of handbooks. So you ought to get one of those handbooks. You can print a lot of the manuals up offline and take that and say, hey, you're using techniques out of a brainwashing manual. And they'll go, ooh. I mean, they're scum, folks. They're everywhere. They're all around us. They're the enemy. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
So easy to blow up your problems. It's so easy to play up your breakdown. It's so easy to try to
Welcome back. We're going to be going to more of your calls. We do have Raymond Schwab joining us. Raymond Schwab had his son taken by CPS. The police called CPS on him, and they called back to one of the towns. They somehow learned where they were going to be. They took his son away for being part of 9/11 Truth, telling him that's illegal, that's not allowed. This is all on video, by the way. And then they gave the child to a grandmother, his wife's mother. And then CPS was trying to take the 7-year-old boy away from her. And then he came on the show, and we talked about the people that did it, and they called him and told him. They said, that's it. You're punished. See, did they punish you? Of course, that's totally illegal. But they're so used to doing things that are unlawful that they think it's normal. Just, well, you should have kept your mouth shut. We're fully taking the child now. That ought to teach you, boy. I mean, that is literally what we're talking about here. There ain't nobody beats this town in Kansas. We run things around here, boy. And that is literally the type of evil we see in this nation today. We also have the police on tape. We're going to be playing it. Saying, now they walk up to them on a street corner and say they can't preach in America. And there's nobody even around them. They're just standing there on the side of the road. Rural area. Edge of a little town. And they just walk and they say, you're not allowed to be out here preaching. And they said, I got a First Amendment. How about I charge you with a felony for wiretapping, boy? How about I ruin your life with some false charges? Because I sleep real good at night when I do that. I mean, that's literally the spirit of these people. So we'll be playing that for you coming up in the next hour. We'll take some calls in the next segment and get Mr. Schwab on. We all need to pray for. I do want to tell you about Research Derbs and one of their great products, Live 52. Is the world's best-selling liver support formula, period. Live 52 neutralizes all kinds of toxins and poisons from the food you eat, the water you drink, the air you breathe, even prescription medications, which are all sources of detrimental effects on the liver. It improves the functional efficiency of the liver. Live 52 is a unique all-natural complex of multi-ingredient formula, safe and effective whether you've been diagnosed. And it just goes on from there. You just go up to their website. There's so much here you can read about it at researchderbs.com. It goes on to say that Live 52 regulates the levels of enzymes and optimizes assimilation, helps with alcohol, detoxing from that, helps with protein, energy, malnutrition, and loss of appetite. Live 52 ensures optimal liver function, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals, over 300 clinical trials and research studies, approximately 2 billion tablets and 13 million syrup bottles. Live 52 are sold every year worldwide. Live52researchherbs.com or 1-800-845-3841. We will start the second hour in 70 seconds after this break. And we will take a few more calls and we'll get Raymond Schwab on. Soviet Union, they would take your children as punishment for your political activities. That was under Lenin. By Stalin's time, they just dropped by and blew your head off and raped your wife. That's coming soon. You know that, all of you do.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.